The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We'll begin with this one from Woman's Day, Cozy On Up. Cancel all of your plans. February 20th is Comfy Day. Our picks will help you and your loved ones unwind. First, comfort others. These ready-to-eat care packages complete with hearty soup, rolls, and cookies, have become WD Deputy Editor Andra Chantim's go-to gift for anyone who could use a break. It's the Thinking of You package from $85 at spoonfulofcomfort.com. Looks like it comes with soup and rolls and all kinds of things packaged up nicely. That's spoonfulofcomfort.com. Feel warm and fuzzy. Everything in Vera Bradley's Cozy Life line is snuggly, but nothing screams lazy weekend quite like a plush fleece robe. This one comes with a Sherpa-lined hood. Plus, it's the plush shimmer Cozy Life robe, $70 at verabradley.com. And relax on the go. Bedding brand Tuft and Needle created a lightweight blanket specific for in-flight use on JetBlue, and it was so popular that the company designed this version for everyone's en route rest. It's the Travel Blanket, $85, tuftandneedle.com. And Give Toast Day, February 23rd, a fun twist by adding delicious toppings to sweet potato slices. Trust us, these are the best thing since you know what. First, sweet and salty option. This is on sweet potato slices. Add almond butter plus banana plus maple syrup plus bacon. The honey nut crunch option. To your sliced sweet potato, add ricotta, plus pistachio, plus honey, plus orange zest. And for a spicy avo smash, you do your sweet potato, then egg, then avocado, and red pepper flakes. And make this your last straw. Take Skip the Straw Day, February 24th, a step further by ditching the single-use variety for good. Alex Gamboa Grand, co-founder of low-waste shop Way of Being, suggests picking a reusable straw that fits your needs. And they've got four here. They're all sold at wayofbeing.co. That's wayofbeing.co. And storing them in multiple places, like in your car or in an office drawer. Try a stainless steel one. Ideal for people on the go, this is the easiest to clean and the least likely to break or bend while in your bag. Then there's the bamboo option. This natural material is renewable and biodegradable, making it the best eco-friendly option. Glass, when it comes to taste and texture, this offers the most similar experience to drinking out of a plastic straw. Oh, really, there were only the three options, because then they have quick clean. Don't forget to keep a straw cleaner on hand. From Real Simple, this is our third installment of 30 Days to a Better Everything. We're going to do days 16 to 23 today. Day 16, run some software updates. You can only defer updates for so long before your gadgets start hating you. Run them now. Then wipe smudgy fingerprints off your screens with TechSafe Wipes from $6 at staywellkept.com. And get crumbs out of your keyboard with a cleaning brush at oxo.com, the electronics cleaning brush, $9, oxo.com. Day 17, automate certain shopping. Does your dog reliably go through a bag of kibble every month? Do you find that you need trash bags every 2 weeks? Set up a subscription service with Amazon or another retailer. Sign up for meal kits such as Blue Apron and HelloFresh. Those are both great. Or grocery boxes. We love Hungry Root. to get your kitchen on auto stock. Day 18, automate your bill paying. Shorten your monthly to-do list and have your bills automatically drafted from your account. Just be careful of overdraft fees. I recommend always keeping a little cushion in your account, at least $200, and setting up reminders on your calendar for 5 days before the payment goes through, says Katrina Holt, financial health expert with Affirm, a financing program. When you get the calendar alert, give your account a quick glance to make sure you've got enough money to cover the bill. Day 19, organize your jewelry box. Comb through your baubles to see if they're all in wearing order. Detangle what you can. Polish silver. We like Wyman Silver Polish, $8 on Amazon. Dab peroxide on earring posts and pull out anything you're not planning to put on again. We also suggest buying a box of extra earring backs, like a New Day Brass Stud Earring Back Set, $5 at Target.com, because you probably lost one in the time it took to read this sentence. They do tend to get away, don't they? Day 10, cut out some T-shirts. Schedule some one-on-one time with your sentimental T-shirt collection. There will never be enough drawers to hold every cotton memory you've received from races, concerts, intramural sports, and punny bachelorette parties. If you have shirts you will never want to part with but don't really wear either, consider framing them with the help of FrameBridge.com. Day 21, clean out your purse and wallet. Look into the deep, dark abyss of your most used bag and toss gum wrappers, broken pens, and those two-year-old dry cleaning tickets. Debulk your wallet. You're not George Costanza. Throw out punch cards from closed-down coffee shops and old business cards. File away any receipts you may need. Corral the things you want to keep, loose change, gift cards, face masks, lip balm, and put them back in their rightful places. Banish crumbs by tossing a Sauerkugel clean ball, $13 at thecleanball.com, into the bottom of the bag. It'll collect past, present, and future grossness. I've never heard of that. Day 22, make your pet zone look fetching. See what they did there. Fido has a bucket full of toys, but how many does he play with? Go through the pile, when he isn't looking, of course, and toss the disemboweled plushies, gutted squeaky toys, and barely hanging on rope toys. Then take a minute to wipe down his food station and launder his bed cover. And day 23, conquer bathroom clutter. Find a better home for stuff that's hogging valuable space on the sink. Round up all the cute, tiny bottles of toiletries you've saved from hotels. Stock your guest bath and your travel bag. Put aside the rest to donate. Toss any gross hairbrushes or clean them if they're redeemable, and pull out hot tools you no longer use. Nobody needs three straighteners. We repeat, no one. Find every last hair tie, barrette, and scrunchie that's lying around the house and corral them in one place. Ditto for your bobby pins. And organize everything in the drawers and under the sink compartments and sturdy baskets. Next week, we will finish this four-part article with the last 7 days. From Good Housekeeping, Biotics 101. Probiotics get all of the love, but a host of other biotics also get busy in your gut microbiome, helping keep your digestion, immune system, mood, and more in good shape. Each has a unique job, and you can help them through the food you eat. First up, prebiotics, plant fiber that feeds the gut's good bacteria. Sources, bananas, onions, garlic, Jerusalem artichokes, asparagus, apple skins, dandelion greens, and oats. Probiotics, these are live strains of bacteria that enhance the existing good bacteria in your gut. Sources are probiotic yogurt, kefir, raw kombucha, raw sauerkraut, miso soup, and kimchi. Postbiotics. When probiotics feed on prebiotics, these byproducts are left behind. They're made up of beneficial nutrients that help good bacteria flourish and slow the growth of harmful ones. Eat a variety of prebiotic and probiotic-rich foods to create postbiotics. And last, synbiotics, S-Y-N. A combination of prebiotic and probiotic, these help maintain a balanced gut microbiome. Synbiotics are found in supplements, but there is limited research on them, so it isn't clear whether ingesting them is more effective than taking a probiotic and eating prebiotic-rich foods. From Good Housekeeping, conquer cold weather woes. They've got five things here. Moisturize your face. Apply a hyaluronic acid serum to damp skin, followed by a rich face cream. When heading outdoors or going to sleep, seal hydration with a salve like Good Housekeeping Seal Star Aquaphor Healing Ointment, $7. Excuse me. Hydrate body skin. Swap lightweight lotion for a more nourishing body balm. Apply before bed to let it soak in and soften skin overnight. Try Good Housekeeping Beauty Award winner Eucerin Intensive Repair Essential Oil Balm, $12. Soothe cracked hands. Keep a fast-absorbing gel hand cream in your bag for easy access. Smooth it on before putting on gloves to give skin a mini treatment. Try Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab test winner Neutrogena Hydro Boost Hand Cream, Hand Gel Cream, $7. And brighten, excuse me, brighten a dull complexion. Counteract winter pallor by dabbing a creamy pearlescent luminizer on cheekbones and eyelids for a soft, dewy glow. Revive flaky lips with a 2-in-1 balm and scrub. And tame flyaway hair. To tamp down strands, spritz a smoothing anti-static hairspray all over dry hair or try swiping it with a dryer sheet. A hairstylist hack. And our, let's see, from Real Simple, we've got Things Cooks Know, a tinned fish primer. Packed with protein, omega-3 fatty acids, and ridiculous amounts of vitamins, hello B12, tinned fish is finally getting the spotlight it deserves. Follow these tips and you'll fall for the stuff, hook, line, and sinker. That's fish that comes in some kind of a can. Lots of options here. Anchovies. Anchovies can be the stars of the show, says Chris McDade, author of The Magic of Tinned Fish. His last name, McDade. They're great on skewers with pickled peppers and olives, a classic Spanish snack. But they're even better in the background, simmered with braised lamb or whisked into a dressing, for example. The humble anchovy has long been a chef's secret for sneaking umami, the fifth taste, into sauces, soups, and other savory dishes. You can use oil and salt-cured anchovies interchangeably. Just be sure to rinse salt-packed fish well before cooking. Sardines. Sardines are larger and milder than anchovies, but just as versatile. They're meaty enough to stand on their own in a salad or on buttered toast with a squeeze of lemon. They also make for excellent flavor base for pasta sauces and soups, since they're not overwhelmingly fishy. For a nibble inspired by a beloved Portuguese bar bite, batter and fry the shimmery fillets and serve them with a spicy tomato-based dipping sauce. Susan Sampson, author of Tinned Fish Pantry Cookbook, her last name Sampson, notes that smaller sardines, sometimes called sardinillas, are tastier and can be costlier, but they're worth the splurge if you're giving them the center-of-the-plate treatment. Salmon and trout. These big-finned fish, often smoked before canning for extra flavor, are low in mercury, so enjoy them with abandon. They flake up nicely to shape into patties for crispy seared burgers, make for flavorful spring roll filling, and play well in smoky chowders. For these, and also, by the way, tuna, McDade suggests avoiding the kind packed in water. Oil is a great preservative and flavor enhancer, adding an unctuousness that water can't. Use the leftover oil to season roasted potatoes or sauté onions and garlic for pasta. And don't worry about bones in tins of salmon. The high heat during the canning process essentially melts them away, infusing the fish with tons of calcium. Even if you spot a few, you can eat them. Tuna, the quintessential canned fish, is getting an upgrade with higher quality ingredients and more sustainable fishing methods. McDade blends tuna into a basic tonnato sauce, that's T-O-N-N-A-T-O sauce, to drizzle over pork or roasted vegetables. Try tuna meatballs with pasta and arrabbiata sauce, or build Mediterranean nachos by topping tortilla chips with tuna, chopped tomatoes, avocado, and olives. Steer clear of less expensive flaked tuna, Sampson says, as it can taste tinny. Again, look for fillets in extra virgin olive oil for the richest flavor, and opt for chunk pole or troll caught fish. Avoid bluefin tuna, which has been severely overfished, and go for Atlantic or Pacific albacore, big eye, yellowfin, and skipjack. Skipjack has some of the lowest mercury levels. Speaking of mercury, we like the Safe Catch brand for its stringent low mercury thresholds. And last, shellfish. With so many pantry-friendly options out there, mussels, clams, and oysters are now more like shelf fish. Get it? Keep tins of meaty mussels or surf clams on hand to add instant and fancy-feeling protein to pastas, pizzas, and soups. Baby clams and cockles can get lost in cooked dishes. The words "en escabeche" on a tin mean the fish is preserved in a punchy vinegar and oil marinade that doesn't need much doctoring. Pop one open for a sophisticated centerpiece on an appetizer board. And tins for the win. These are some of our favorite sustainable picks. Le Mouillettes d'Arvor anchovies in extra virgin olive oil, $8.40 for 5 ounces, at caputos.com. That's CAPUTOS.com. Siesta Company sardines in organic extra virgin olive oil, $25 for 5 4.4-ounce tins at Siesta, S-I-E-S-T-A, .co.com. Patagonia Provisions wild pink salmon with black pepper, $16 for 8-ounce can at PatagoniaProvisions.com. That's PatagoniaProvisions.com. Scout Ontario rainbow trout with dill, $26 for 3 3.1-ounce cans at enjoyscout.com, ENJOYSCOUT.com. Wild Planet solid tuna in extra virgin olive oil, $6 for a 5-ounce can at wildplanetfoods.com, WILDPLANETFOODS.com. And Tiny Fish Company smoked mussels en escabeche, $15 for 4 3/4-ounce can at thetinyfishco.com, TINYFISHCO.com. From Woman's Day, ham and cheese bread pudding. This would be the savory bread pudding. Active time is 30 minutes, total time 1 hour and 15, and it serves 8. We need oil for greasing, 4 large eggs, 1.5 cups whole milk, 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard, 1/8 teaspoon freshly grated or ground nutmeg, kosher salt and pepper, 12-ounce sourdough bread cut into 2-inch pieces, 1 small red onion, cut into 1 1/4 inch thick pieces, wedges even, 1 Gala apple, cored and thinly sliced, 4 ounces sliced ham, torn into 2-inch pieces, 3-ounce cheddar cheese, shredded about a cup. Heat oven to 350. Oil a 2.5 to 3-quart baking dish. In a large bowl, whisk together eggs, milk, mustard, nutmeg, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Add bread and let sit, tossing occasionally, 5 minutes. Fold in onion, apple, ham, and cheddar into bread mixture. Transfer to a prepared baking dish and bake until set and knife inserted in the center comes out clean. Cover bread pudding with foil if it's browning too quickly. It bakes about 45 to 50 minutes. Or you can refrigerate the assembled dish overnight and then bake it in the morning, adding an extra 5 to 10 minutes to the bake time because it's starting out colder. From Good Housekeeping, saucy sausage meatballs. Active time, 10 minutes. Now we're getting into my range. And total time, 20. This says it serves 4. We need 2 large eggs, 2 teaspoons balsamic vinegar, kosher salt and pepper, 1/3 cup panko, 4 large cloves of garlic grated, 1/2 cup flat leaf parsley chopped, 2 ounces provolone cheese, finely grated, about 1/2 cup, 1/4 cup grated parmesan, 1/2 teaspoon dried oregano, 1/2 pound ground beef, 85% lean, and 1/2 pound Italian sausage, casings removed, 1 cup tomato sauce, 1 strip orange zest, 1 small cinnamon stick. Heat broiler, line rimmed baking sheet with nonstick foil. In a large bowl, whisk together eggs, vinegar, 3/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Stir in panko and let sit 1 minute. Stir in garlic, then parsley, cheeses, and oregano. Add beef and sausage and gently mix to combine. Shape meat mixture into 20 balls, each about 1.5 inches, and place on prepared sheet. Broil until cooked through 6 to 8 minutes. Meanwhile, in a small saucepan, combine tomato sauce, orange zest, and cinnamon stick. Simmer 5 minutes. Toss meatballs in sauce and stir. They've also included air fryer instructions. Heat air fryer to 400 degrees. Arrange meatballs in single layer in the air fryer basket. The meatballs can touch but do not stack. Cook in batches if necessary. Air fry until cooked through 8 minutes. And cheesy kale nests. Active time 20 minutes. Total time is 40. This serves or makes 24 nests, appetizers if you will. We need 8 ounces Tuscan kale, about 1/2 bunch, stemmed, leaves halved lengthwise, then thinly sliced crosswise. 1 teaspoon olive oil, kosher salt and pepper, 2 large eggs, 1 scallion finely chopped, 2 cloves garlic grated, 1/2 cup almond flour, 1.5 tablespoons all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon baking powder, and 4 ounces extra sharp white cheddar cheese, finely grated. Heat air fryer to 400 degrees. In a large bowl, rub kale with oil and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Transfer to air fryer basket and cook until wilted 1 minute. Return to the same large bowl and let cool. In medium bowl, whisk together eggs, scallion, and garlic. In small bowl, whisk together both flours and baking powder. Fold egg mixture, flour mixture, and cheese into the kale. Line air fryer basket with parchment paper, leaving enough room around the edges to allow for air circulation. Working in batches, drop 1 tablespoon spoonfuls of mixture into basket, spacing 1 inch apart. Cook until nests turn golden about 4 minutes. Using small offset spatula or fork, carefully flip each nest and cook until golden brown and edges are crisp. 1 minute. Repeat with remaining kale mixture and serve immediately. And jalapeno poppers. Active time is 10 minutes. Total is 20, and it serves 4 to 6. 4 ounces cream cheese at room temperature. 2 ounces extra sharp cheddar, coarsely shredded, about a half cup. 1 scallion, finely chopped. A dash of hot sauce. 6 medium to large jalapeno peppers. And non-stick cooking spray. In a medium bowl, stir to combine the cream cheese, cheddar, scallion, and hot sauce until smooth. Transfer to a resealable plastic bag. Have the jalapenos lengthwise. Scrape out seeds with a small spoon. Heat air fryer to 375. Snip off one corner of the bag and pipe the cheese mixture into the jalapeno halves. Lightly coat air fryer basket with nonstick cooking spray and arrange the poppers in a single layer. Cook until tops are browned, 6 to 7 minutes. And that serves 4 to 6, as I said. From Good Housekeeping, Makeover Movie Night. What's an at-home film fest without the snacks? Try these better-for-you bites while you take in your favorite flicks. Open-faced rice cake sandwiches. Rice cakes are a crunchy, low-carb base you can top with endless combos. Smear on nut butter to fill you up and add fresh mashed berries for a naturally sweet twist. Or go savory with cottage cheese, everything seasoning, and sliced cucumber or tomato. Next up, a DIY ranch popcorn. Level up Air Pop popcorn with this ranch-inspired twist. In a separate small bowl, mix together a half teaspoon each garlic powder, onion powder, dried dill, and dried chives. Then add a pinch of salt and pepper to taste. Sprinkle the seasoning all over your popcorn and give it a good toss. And berry good truffles. All berries are nutritious, but raspberries have the highest fiber content of all, as well as plenty of antioxidants. Fill each berry with a dark chocolate chip for a sweet treat that's low in sugar. This tasty bite is great on its own, or you can use it as a fun yogurt parfait topping. And get scrappy to save money. Produce scraps and skins tend to be the first thing we throw away, but they're often the most nutritious parts of the food. Instead of discarding skins or tossing fruits that are past their prime, try transforming them into fruit chips. You don't need a fancy dehydrator. Your oven will work perfectly. Very thinly slice 4 GH Nutritionist approved Cosmic Crisp apples and arrange in a single layer on baking sheets lined with nonstick mats. Combine 2 teaspoons cinnamon, 1 teaspoon each cardamom and ground ginger, 1/2 teaspoon allspice, and 1/4 teaspoon each cloves and nutmeg. Sprinkle over apples. Bake 200 degrees Fahrenheit, rotating pans halfway through until apples are crisp. 2.5 to 3 hours. That's it for this week. Tune in next week. Thank you. Bye now.